Zach Neely is a prevention educator at Verity, Sonoma County's Rape Crisis Center. He believes changes in the rules will make reporting sexual assault harder and be unfair to survivors. He said that a key proposed change will move the standard of proof away from what it is currently, that is, preponderance of evidence, to something called clear and convincing evidence. In addition, Neely says, schools will have too much leeway when faced with sexual assault allegations.
Instead of the rules protecting anything that happens or dealing with anything that happens between two students, they only deal with things that happen on campus. And the reality is many, many, many students live off campus. You know, where are these things happening? People's apartments, frat houses that aren't off campus, right? Schools are still free to do those cases, but they don't have to. And the concern is when organizations that decide these kind of things, when they have discretion, they treat minorities and poor people differently, less fairly. They punish them more often. And so this big discretion, if you're concerned about disparate treatment of minorities and those without power and influence and money, that this big discretion for schools will be used negatively.
That's the argument, in fact, that a lot of the folks on the other side want to have.
Right.
They say that there's a possibility under the kind of looser standards of evidence that minorities and other people on campus who might have less power, whether they are men or women, would have a more level playing field under the new rules that they didn't have before.
Well, I think it's important to remember that this is not a prosecutor and the state seeking to use their power to put somebody in jail. It's two equally situated students asking for the authority figures to make a decision. So the person who's saying they were the victim is just as likely to be a minority or poor or not have power in that situation as the person being accused. And a higher standard of evidence doesn't actually protect from disparate treatment. You know, it protects more of the accused, but especially when it's more nebulous, like the clear and convincing standard, that still provides just as much opportunity for people to be treated differently based on their race, based on their money. And then the other aspect that people who are in favor of due process seem to be big fans as part of this is that now schools are going to be required to have live hearings instead of just kind of fact-finding and somebody investigating and then making a decision. They're supposed to have a hearing, and they're supposed to allow attorneys, and they have to allow cross-examination. And the problem with that is not everybody gets an attorney. So if attorneys for either side, for the accuser or the accused, can come in, it greatly favors people with the money to pay lawyers hourly rates of hundreds of dollars for this kind of thing, right? And that may go against the accused.